This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Jody and Keo, Wanye and Lindsay. It's going to be tough to say goodbye to one of these couples, but the couple leaving right now is... Jody and Keo.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
I think that's what the reaction ought to be every time somebody goes off the show. Tom Bergeron from Jansen with the Stars will join us in a moment. Rob Reiner in about 20 minutes. Rob Reiner's got a new movie that he directed called Being Charlie. It's about having a son that's addicted to drugs. Nick Reiner, his son, was.
Very powerful.
And Nick Reiner and his friend Matt Ellisophon, or something close to that. Matt is co-writer, and they met in rehab. So we'll get to Rob Reiner coming up as well. Tom Bergeron joins us now. It's been a long time, my friend. I'm sorry your career hasn't worked out for you.
I know. I'm here at the side of the road with a "Will Host for Food" sign.
My wish is that at one point, and maybe you've already done this, but I'm not. Even though I watch the show, I'm not aware if you have. Underneath that beautiful suit that you wear, or the suits that you wear, is a dance leotard. And at some point, you're just going to tear that suit off and go a little crazy.
Yeah. I think, I was trying to keep it secret, but now you've blown it, so thanks.
That's what friends are for, Gladys.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Host of every show on television at one point or another, and there's a rule. Either Ryan Seacrest has the job or Bergeron has the job. That's the way it works. And I'd like to nominate you for president. I would vote for you for the White House.
Well, you know, apparently working in reality television is the only credential you need.
So you would be my choice and America's choice. How many seasons now Dancing with the Stars?
We are in our 97th season. No, 22nd.
Dean, have you been considered, Dean Richards, as the WGN TV entertainment critic superstar that you are in Big Shot in Hollywood? Have you been considered as a contestant on Dancing with the Stars, Dean?
I have not. I'm not sure where I fall with that, because usually they like at least one or two clumsy guys, one or two chubby guys, one or two older people. I'm a little shocked. I was hoping that when Tom...
There was a season, a few seasons back, it was between you and Buzz Aldrin. And the fact that he had actually walked on the moon, I think, tipped the scales.
Yeah, I would have gone with the same decision. I was trying to get the gig when Tom left America's Funniest Videos, on WGN America.
Yeah.
I was hoping to land into that, but lost that one, too.
I think my 15 years of reruns still show up on WGN,
yes,
right?
They do.
I mean, you can watch my hair color change in the course of an afternoon.
Yeah, and it's so great when that happens, right? Because your mailbox makes more money. You wake up the next day and there's more money in your mailbox.
It does. Those little residual checks trickle in, yes.
Yeah, which is fantastic. This is a guy, here's Bergeron, a guy that started out in radio and who would, you know, and got out and started doing television because he's a handsome devil, as you know. And everybody seems to love him. But, Tom, there's got to be a dark side you haven't revealed. What's the dark side with you?
Well, yeah, that's going to be on cable. I'm doing, that's premium cable. We're the whole dark side version of my personality.
Everybody's...
You can binge watch. We're going to do like 13, probably Netflix it.
Every time he goes to work, there's really attractive people running around practically naked. I mean, what's up with that?
That's just, that's the cross I bear. What can I tell you?
Just another day at the office.
Yeah, but Steve, different from your show, how?
Well, it's different here, but actually at Channel 9, most of the staff is naked whenever there was a commercial break. They're doing that at Channel 9.
Yep.
Especially Tom Skilling. there's a lot of people who would really kill for your job. Do you feel your life's in danger?
Yeah. Constantly. You know, there are times if you're watching in high def, apart from the spray tans and the glitter, you can see the occasional laser dots skim across my forehead.
See, this is the type of stuff I want Tom to do every Monday night, but he's too busy keeping the show together. Got a bunch of
thank you.
Got a bunch of chuckleheads running around. He's got to maintain the circus, and everybody's kissing and hugging, and Tom's going, "Castle's on in 30 seconds. Get over here."
Yeah. Okay, exactly, and not for much longer, unfortunately.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah,
they just canceled it yesterday.
Did you have anything to do with the breakup? You can tell us.
I did not. When I was there, all I can tell you is that when I was there, when they killed me on Castle, yeah, or my character,
yeah,
it was I had a great time, and everybody was wonderful.
Yeah. So you didn't see any fighting that you'd like to report to Dean?
No, I saw nothing. It was just a one big hug fest, you know, apart from my murder.
minor detail.
Yeah, by the way, Dean, detail. Dean, I don't know if you reported this morning, but for Castle fans, which I count myself as one,
yeah,
Castle is done.
Yeah. No!
Yeah,
that was a big deal.
I posted on Twitter, I posted a little appreciation to all of them, and there's a one picture of Nathan and myself in the studio commissary, and I still have my autopsy stitching on that they applied to that scene, and he's got a fork up to my autopsy stitching, so you can check that on my Twitter page.
How many guys get to say, I still had my autopsy stitching on?
I know.
That is not a phrase.
Not a lot of guys are talkative at that point.
You do not get to hear that very often.
That's very true.
The Muppets got the knife yesterday, Steve. Also, Nashville.
They did, I know. I know. It was an ABC bloodbath.
Yeah, it was.
Agent Carter. Happily, though, Haley Atwell, who I think is absolutely stunning and wonderful, is going to another series on ABC in the fall. I think it's called Conviction.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And yeah, this to me opens up time, Dean, and tell me if I'm right about this. Maybe you and I could pitch it and produce it for the Tom Bergeron one-man show.
Yeah, there you go. All these snarky witticisms that you're so enjoying, I can do in prime time.
That's right. We could call it Snarky Witticisms with Tom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Working for Jay Leno. Why not? Give it a try.
Absolutely.
You can make it very relatable. All right. So do you have any future plans? Because I'm worried about your future. Have you put some money away?
Yes. I've stashed a little. I should be fine. Yeah. When Dancing with the Stars wraps, I'm going back to Washington to once again host a Capitol 4th for PBS.
Oh, nice.
The 4th of July.
Nice.
And I took a year off to do something else last year, but I'm coming back to that stage on the West Lawn of the Capitol.
What an honor that is.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It really is. I've done it three times in the past, and it's a great group at PBS, and looking forward to being there in the humidity of Washington in July. But it's a great time.
Yeah, it really is wonderful. And as the world's greatest MC, the only person that gets confused by that is Jay-Z and his posse. Tom once wandered into a hip-hop bar, and they asked him to start playing records or they were going to shoot him.
There you go. Hey, don't forget now, Dancing with the Stars, the final. We got the semifinals coming up this week, and then the season wraps up Monday and Tuesday, May 23rd and 24th.
So good. He even, you know, he even felt the whole show here going off the tracks. He felt it going off the tracks. He got a little nervous.
Wants to get his plug in.
He got a little nervous as a host.
He
goes, I got to get the plug in before this idiot lets me go.
We got to get to Castle. Got to wrap this up.
That is an experienced host right there. He feels the helium coming out of the balloon.
Yeah.
And
Tom, really big fan. I don't know how you do it. I mean this legitimately, and even though we haven't seen each other in years since the fight, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you juggle that many folks at one time. And notice I said folks instead of some of the other things I could have said.
That's I appreciate that.
Yeah. So all the best. We'll see you Monday for the final.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. See you. That's Tom Bergeron. Follow him on social media, by the way, at That Interview Just Ended. No, that's not his social media handle. Tom_Bergeron is where you follow him on social media.